Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Just telling Jason I had my first bratwurst in a long, long time yesterday. It was a little mini one. I was at a corporate-sponsored event with my daughter at the Brewers game. Yeah, I saw that debacle up close and personal. We're at field level in the outfield. There's a corporate-sponsored area there. And the people who were hosting us, well, anytime someone uses that area, it comes with a complimentary buffet and two complimentary beverages. And the complimentary buffet was really good. It was my first real temptation since losing all the weight I have. My first real temptation, and I answered the bell pretty well. I had the little mini bratwurst, and my daughter talked me into a cookie. I skipped the cookie the first time. She's like, Dad, I'm going to have a cookie. You're going to have one with me? Okay, fine. So I had a chocolate chip cookie. Well, you know, I'm going to go run 3 miles after the show. I do that 3 times a week. A friend who, again, beat me like a rented mule the other night, and then I even did a light workout before going to Milwaukee yesterday. If I'm going to do all this stuff, darn it! I'm going to enjoy it once in a while. I mean, like once in a while, wouldn't you think? In my absence, on back to the show now. In my absence, and I did talk about this a little bit on Wednesday, the sparks continue to fly in the 6th Congressional District primary, which features 3 current state lawmakers vying for the Republican nomination to succeed Tom Petri. Now, I have a theory on this, and it's just a theory. I want to stress, and I, you know what? I have to say this like 3 times before I tell you my theory, because I don't want it to be said that I'm reporting this. I'm not. This is a theory I have. What I'm about to share is a theory I have. I'm not reporting anything factually. What I'm about to share is a theory I have. I'm going to do that after I share my theory as well, so nobody misunderstands. I have a feeling, again, I'm not reporting this, I have a feeling that there are internal polls that show that Joe Leibom is leading that race. Again, that's just a feeling, a theory. Here's why, because Dewey Strobel, state representative from the southern part of the congressional district, is really going after State Senator Joe Leibom of Sheboygan, but seems to be largely ignoring Glenn Grothman. Conventional wisdom would suggest that the campaign's respective internal pollings show Leibom leading and that Dewey thinks he's within striking distance by attacking Joe Leibom. He attacked Joe for skipping a League of Women Voters debate. Fellow talk show host Charlie Sykes, who was on the air yesterday, I was not, called it a cheap shot. Maybe it was Wednesday Charlie did that, because I took it up Wednesday. I said it just doesn't hold up water that Joe is ducking debates. He hasn't. He's going to attend the one I am doing on Thursday, July 31st, and Dewey knows that. It is dishonest of Dewey to suggest that Joe is ducking debates. I agree with avoiding the League of Women Voters debates. I agree. Because they have shown their true liberal stripes. Now, this is from Election Watch Daily, Wisconsin Election Watch, rather, just Wisconsin Election Watch. Since Joe Leibom announced on Tuesday he'll not take part in the League of Women Voters debates, the candidate has been singled out by fellow Republican Dewey Strobel, accusing him of being an establishment candidate. Leibom campaign manager Ryan Terrell responded to Strobel's statement, saying, Dewey absolutely views Joe as a threat. He'll say anything, spend anything, do anything, lie anything to beat Joe Leibom. Strobel campaign manager I don't know how he pronounces his last name, responded back saying, I think it's clear that Senator Lightbaum is the Washington establishment choice in this race. It's as though Dewey has just hadn't gotten over the fact that Tom Petri is not in this race. Now, I don't want to beat up on Dewey. I have said, and I continue to say, the voters in the 6th Congressional District have three excellent candidates from which to choose. Dewey seems intent on bringing this race into the mud. He issued another statement yesterday. Strobel, small businessman and candidate for Wisconsin 6th, issued the following statement in response to the personal attacks from Senator Lightbaum's campaign. Dewey, really? You throw the first one in the punch bowl and then you're going to say that Joe Lightbaum is lobbing personal attacks? I'm quite disappointed in the recent remarks from Senator Lightbaum's campaign. It is not a lie to point out the fact that Senator Lightbaum is on record as having blocked the voter ID fix supported by both the Assembly and Governor Walker. It is truly unfortunate that his campaign resorted to personal attacks. Come on. Come on. You attack him and then you're, well, I'm just really resorted to his personal attacks. Dewey, you still got a chance to knock this stuff off. Knock this stuff off. Right now we're at DEFCON 4. Let's not get to DEFCON 3 or 2. Now, you know why they feel freer in doing this? Because it is widely believed that the Democratic candidate, the Winnebago County executive, doesn't have Snowball's chance in hell in beating any of these guys, so that they can inflict as much damage upon one another as they want, and it won't be a replay of 2012. Maybe that's true. What if it isn't? Dewey, you don't need to do this. You do not need, I'm telling you, you're three good candidates here. And you just don't have to do this. You don't. Run on your merits. You're a strong candidate. This is the stench of desperation. And I'm telling you, the voters in the 6th Congressional District deserve better. And I would have no problems telling Dewey that directly. None at all. Yeah, it's true that there's not a Tammy Baldwin there, but most people didn't think Tammy Baldwin was a Tammy Baldwin. One other footnote on this. The League of Women Voters has issued a statement over the fact that Grothman and Lightbaum both, by the way, Glenn Grothman is now taking part in the League of Women Voter debates, and Dewey Strobel doesn't seem to be attacking him. That plays into my belief system that, Joe Lightbaum, there has to be internal numbers somewhere showing him leading. That's my theory. Not reporting that. That's my theory. The League of Women Voters is trying to fundraise off of this. They sent out this fundraiser. Two candidates seeking to represent Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District have announced they are boycotting forums organized by the League of Women Voters. They are doing so because the League challenged the voter ID law in court. State Senators Joe Lightbaum and Glenn Grothman will not attend pre-primary forums scheduled for July 14th and 21st, organized by local leagues in Ozaukee and Winnebago counties. Other candidates in the four-way race for the Republican nomination will participate. So, this apparently is going to go ahead. These two forums apparently are going to go forward with Dewey Strobel and the former technical college instructor, Tom, I still don't know how to pronounce his name, Tom Deno or Denow. Unfortunately, it is a loss for voters when two major candidates refuse to take part in a public debate rather than taking the opportunity to explain their positions to an audience of voters. They are on this show, and it will dwarf anything the League of Women Voters will offer. Well, the League has a long tradition of fair and professional candidate forums. We're also producing a candidate answer, blah, 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 look. you have long suspected of being a liberal outfit, and we now know you're a liberal outfit. That's why I have no problems at all with what Joe and Glenn did. And I truly am disappointed that Dewey is going there. I agree with Charlie, it's a cheap shot. All right, I want to get back briefly to the immigration story, the humanitarian crisis story more specifically. It too saw developments in my absence. It's 10:46.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.